Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Many, many hats by Connie on a Monday. Mike, what is up?
Hey, guys. Good morning. So, Mike, this is what I'm going to do, because we've been talking about this all morning, and I'm going to go away from that because something great has happened over the weekend. Hawks got four wins in a row.
They did. Well, we'll spend a short amount of time on that.
But then we got to talk about it a
little bit.
We're
having a very spirited conversation.
Yes, we are.
Here.
But I have to ask you, Mike, what has been the secret sauce in my Dan Quinnism?
Yeah.
What's been the secret sauce?
Better effort and activity on defense. I think you really saw evidence of that kind of turnaround last night in Charlotte. You know, the last time the Hawks played the Hornets, it was in early December, and I think it was the game that kind of prompted Travis to come on this radio station and
say what he said.
Start to point out some of his team's defensive shortcomings. But that was a game where the Hawks gave up 130 points. They had only four steals, three blocks, six forced turnovers. Completely unacceptable numbers in an NBA game. Last night you play the same team. Only difference is Gordon Hayward's out, and that's significant, but still. The Hawks go from giving up 130 to 91. The Hawks going from having three blocks to six, four steals to 12, six forced turnovers to 16. And the Charlotte Hornets last night had one of the worst three-point shooting performances in the history of the NBA, which I think is evidence of some really, really good perimeter defending. So I just think the defensive activity has been so much better. You hold the Miami Heat to 108 on Friday. You hold the Charlotte Hornets to 91 on Sunday. Both of those teams are going to be in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota Timberwolves are going to be in the postseason, probably. Milwaukee Bucks will definitely be in the postseason. So not only is it a four-game winning streak, but you've done it against four very good teams.
So are you buying that this is rolling now? Or
yeah, I am. Okay. I am. Yeah, I mean, obviously danger lurks at every turn in the NBA, but if you look at the next week or two of the Hawks' schedule, play the Sacramento. First of all, they got two nights off, which I think is very important, especially with DeAndre Hunter having to recover now from an extremely dirty flagrant foul that prompted the ejection of Kelly Oubre last night. So you give DeAndre a couple nights to get that back soreness taken care of. You play Sacramento on Wednesday, a team you've already beaten on the road, winnable game. You play Boston, winnable game on Friday. You have some guy named LeBron coming in on Sunday. Lakers aren't playing all that well right now. Winnable game. Play the Toronto Raptors, then winnable game. So they can really keep this rolling. I don't look at anything coming up on their schedule like, they have to go to Chicago and then to Brooklyn. They don't have anything like that for a while. So I do think they can keep this rolling, John.
All right. So walk me through your spirited discussion here.
Well, I think we've kind of lost the plot a little bit in, you know, what we're choosing to be upset about with the Chiefs-Bills game last night. And I tweeted this after the game. You know, and I will admit, I was busy that night doing the post-game show, but I really don't remember a lot of, like, national outcry about the overtime rules after the Patriots-Falcons Super Bowl.
And you know what the outcry was about? I could tell you. Oh, my gosh! That was one of the greatest performances I've ever seen.
Yeah, I seem to remember the same. And, wow, that Patriots quarterback's the best ever.
Oh, my gosh, did you see what he did?
Golly, wow, the NFL's awesome. And now, you know, we have a completely different energy towards the overtime rules.
Hey, they didn't get a chance. They didn't touch the ball.
Yes, I've heard. I also, and you know, I did not take my brain pills this morning, Hugh, so my memory might be faulty, but didn't the Bills have the lead with 13 seconds to
they
play
did.
In regulation?
And they had to go like
with
70
some
yards.
Having the ball on their own 25.
Yes.
I don't know.
And like I said this morning, I played defense, so I'm going to be a little bit biased. I did that. And there's a certain – you talk about legacy games you know, defining moments. That could have been a defining moment for the number one defense in the playoffs.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I understand, you know, people say, oh, they were tired. So?
Yeah.
That's what you get paid for.
That's right.
To me, it's amazing how to fit the narrative, people always want to move the line for certain individuals or certain things. Like, if that had been any other time, oh, well, they get paid to play defense, or you should be out there. Man, come on, man. Y'all need to
stop. I mean, how many times in the wake of 28-3 did we hear, the Falcons could have stopped them?
Yeah, the defense.
Yeah, they could have stopped
them.
That
wasn't Matt Ryan's fault. Yeah. And I've been on there, it wasn't Matt Ryan's fault. The defense gave all those points or whatever. Everybody moves the meter to fit the narrative that they wanted. So now it's like, oh, they were tired. They didn't get a chance. I think all of that comes from the fact that we had a great weekend of football and nobody wanted it to end.
Yeah.
They wanted it to end a little bit different.
And look, I'm among them in a way because it was a tremendous game. It was incredibly entertaining. One of the best NFL playoff games ever played. Really the best divisional playoff weekend ever. But Hugh, you've played the game. You've played the game on the defensive side of the ball. You understand when teams are evenly matched. And we had four. This was the beauty of the weekend. You had four games where the teams were so evenly matched.
Mm-hmm.
When you have that, the margin for error
is huge.
It's small.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
It's so narrow. Where one breakdown in the secondary, and I thought you made a good point off the air just in what we were talking about in the bullpen. The defensive lines were getting after it.
Yes.
The defensive lines were absolutely doing their job. It was one bust in the secondary that created what happened at the end of the Bills-Chiefs game. It certainly is what created the Rams field goal to win yesterday. That's how narrow the margin of error is right now. But it has nothing to do with, oh, we have sudden death overtime, and it's not fair, and no. I want to see Josh Allen have the ball. Like, yeah, I want to see Josh Allen have the ball too, but Josh Allen should be talking to his defense this morning.
Yeah, listen, the best part about all of this, like even like the sequence of plays, because I was tweeting with an old teammate of mine who is a DB coach, and, you know, he said, hey, he's like, boy, the defensive coaches and the secondaries are having a rough playoff.
Oh, yes.
He said that exactly. Because you could pick any game of this weekend, and you saw DBs and safeties sitting back and talking about, hey, like, I don't know what they were saying. I'm ad-libbing. What the hell are you doing? I thought you had that. Oh, my bad, dog. Right. Like, you had receivers running down the middle of the field unmolested. Like, Cooper Kupp. And who was it the other – was it Stephon Diggs last night?
Gabe Davis.
Man, listen, you can pick any game, John, and you saw Cardinal sin. Don't give them the middle. Let them work the sides. Do not give up the middle. And that's where you saw the breakdown. Guys start moving. You saw guys communicating in the secondary, and somebody didn't get the memo. And that's what it was. But that's football in a nutshell, especially – when you talk about this playoff series, that's the thing that I saw this weekend. The greatest part about it was, John, you saw the defensive lines playing well, but you saw breakdowns in the secondary that cost you big times. It just cost you.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see if that'll happen again this weekend, especially when we're talking about the secondary of the Kansas City Chiefs and whether or not they have Honey Badger. All right, Mike, I ask you this question. Ask the team. I'm going to ask you. Given the outcry here, suddenly, you know, I guess they just figured out that the overtime rules are not perfect here. Do you think that the competition committee will at least look at the overtime rules in this offseason?
Will they look at it? Probably. But what does that really mean? I mean, are they going to look at it seriously, or is a team going to put a proposal on the table and they'll spend 5 minutes talking about it? I don't think the rule will change going into next year, if that's what you're asking me. And here's what I keep coming back to about last night. If the rule had been that each team was guaranteed a possession no matter what, In my opinion, the Kansas City Chiefs still would have won the game last night, but the score would have been different. Because both defenses were so depleted at the end of that game, I think it would have been Kansas City. I mean, you saw it. They went down. They marched, just marched and got a touchdown. Buffalo would get the ball. They would march and get a touchdown. And then Kansas City would get the ball back, and they'd go back and score, and the game would be over. So I think the outcome would have been the same. The score would have been different. And that might be one of the things that the competition committee will evaluate. One of the reasons why the NFL has such a great thing going right now is because of the excitement created by the sudden death overtime format. And I know it stinks that you could run the risk of losing a coin toss and not touching the ball in overtime, but it doesn't change the fact that your defense is still out there on the field and is fully able and capable of getting a stop or holding to a field goal. I'll just say it again. I don't want to sound like a broken record. Where was this energy after the Falcons-Patriots Super Bowl? I don't remember it. I do not remember that happening.
It wasn't.
What
is non-existent.
What changed last night that now all of a sudden this is such an outrage? I mean, and I don't want to single one guy out, but it's just the first guy I looked at because I value his opinion a great deal, and that's Peter King. First thing Peter King tweets after the Bills-Chiefs game last night is how awful the overtime rule is. You know, I went back and looked at what Peter King wrote about the night of Super Bowl
51. You wasn't minding tweets, which it might contradict.
No, I couldn't go back and find tweets that far. But I did find his article, his Monday Morning Quarterback. Uh-huh. Not a single mention of the overtime rule.
Yeah, right.
Not a single mention. Well, where was this energy five years ago?
You know this better than most because you're a Penn State fan. Were we to have a conference title game or a playoff game in college that is settled by 2 points extra points?
Never, ever, ever, ever we do will I want have, to see that happen.
I know, but if we do, guess what? People will suddenly realize that this is not a good system.
That's exact. Yes, John, spot on. Exactly right. I mean, again, I understand. I was rooting for the Bills last night. I'll be fully transparent. I was rooting for the Bills. I really wanted to see just to have kind of a refreshing Super Bowl matchup. I'm a little fatigued on the Chiefs, to be honest. So I was rooting for the Bills. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see them win. I get the complaint. You want to see Josh Allen potentially have the ball there at the end in overtime, but I don't think it would have mattered. I think Kansas City in that format, unless the Bills went for two at the end of the first overtime, which they could have, I don't think it would have mattered. I think Buffalo's defense was so gassed at that point, in the same way that the Falcons' defense was gassed at the end of Super Bowl 51. I'll tell you who I would not want to be, by the way, this morning. The Packers special teams coordinator. Because they're about to take that guy's job.
You mean Abe said, the former
special teams coordinator? They are going to take that guy's job. I mean, Matt LaFleur in a production meeting with Troy Aikman, telling Troy Aikman, I just hope our special teams doesn't screw this up for us.
And guess what?
There's Mason Crosby and all that, right? Yeah.
And guess what?
Well,
now, it was an awesome weekend of football. And the Hawks are playing great, which is awesome. And Atlanta United, John, you mentioned they have their first preseason friendly tomorrow. So things are, even though baseball is still a little bit disappointing with where they are right now, things are really starting to get ramped up.
Today the players make a proposal. It's not going to be accepted.
No, but it's a dialogue.
We're moving.
I mean, that's good.
At least we're getting going here.
You want a dialogue.
You know, and hopefully, you know, maybe the owners go, oh, you know what? Actually, we might be able to work with this, and then they make a counter proposal.
Hey, good luck
and,
with that.
I'd rather them talk than not talk.
Well, at least they're talking, but to get it done, like, right now, no, they ain't.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't put money on that.
No, that's
I wouldn't either. I mean, but at least they're talking, so hopefully they can get something done here. In the not-too-distant future, we have a little bit of time before spring training, about a month, but still, I want to make sure this gets, because we got to work out. Let's not forget, we still have to sign Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
We got other stuff going on here. All right, Mike, as always, do appreciate.
You're the man,
Take
Mike.
Take care, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.